13 ICE agents and 8 migrants trapped in inhumane conditions inside shipping container in Djibouti. President Trump's aggressive deportation policy is seriously endangering the safety of both ICE agents and immigrants being deported to East Africa. As part of an operation to deport 8 immigrants labeled as criminals, the Trump administration dispatched 13 ICE agents to Djibouti. They now find themselves confined in a shipping container converted into a temporary detention center, following an unexpected judicial decision that interrupted their deportation flight. According to the Washington Post, as cited by the Daily Beast, the 8 deportees, originating from Myanmar, Cuba, Vietnam, Laos, Mexico, and South Sudan, were expelled in late May by the Trump administration, which classified them as convicted criminals. When their home countries refused to accept them, American authorities directed them to South Sudan. However, a federal judge subsequently ruled that they had the right to challenge their convictions in U.S. courts. This unexpected judicial ruling and the U.S. government's refusal to repatriate the immigrants have created a deadlocked situation. They remain stranded on site, in extreme conditions, awaiting a resolution that could take several weeks. Reports indicate that only 6 beds are available for all 21 individuals, who are forced to coexist in a confined space without proper ventilation, exposed to temperatures exceeding 40 degrees Celsius, over 100 degrees Fahrenheit. In a report submitted to the court, Melissa Harper, head of ICE and the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, describes an alarming health situation. Agents are exhibiting concerning symptoms including persistent coughing, respiratory distress, fever spikes, and joint pain. The atmosphere is described as particularly toxic. During the night, a thick cloud of smoke from burning waste and fecal matter envelops the container. The DHS reports that some agents are forced to sleep wearing respiratory masks and notes that upon arrival, the U.S. Department of Defense had warned them of imminent rocket attack risks from Yemeni terrorist groups. ICE agents lack any ballistic protection equipment in case of an attack, she warns, without specifying whether the Trump administration plans to quickly evacuate the agents and immigrants. The migrants' detention conditions are equally concerning. According to Harper, they are restricted to 1 shower per day and undergo systematic searches during each trip to the restroom, located more than 40 meters from the container. The conference room serving as a detention facility is neither suitable nor equipped to house detainees, particularly those considered high risk, she emphasizes. The absence of appropriate security measures makes it impossible to isolate individuals in case of conflict, endangering on-site personnel. Despite having the capability to repatriate ICE agents and immigrants, President Trump's administration is attempting to shift responsibility to Massachusetts Judge Brian E. Murphy. The federal government, denouncing what it calls judicial abuse and a violation of its federal deportation authority, announced Thursday that it has appealed to the Supreme Court regarding this matter. This Massachusetts judge severely compromises the safety of our ICE agents, abandoning them in Djibouti without adequate resources, deprived of medical assistance, and exposed to anti-American terrorists, denounced Tricia McLaughlin, DHS spokesperson, on X. She continued, "Our ICEGOV agents were simply tasked with accompanying 8 convicted criminals under final deportation orders, individuals so dangerous that no nation was willing to accept them. This is simply outrageous and irrational." These allegations were firmly rejected by the judge, who asserts that President Trump's administration is solely responsible for this critical situation. Lawyers representing the deported individuals have strongly protested against the detention conditions imposed by DHS.